Hello. In this part of the module, we're going to be looking at the things you should be doing before your interview in order to make the best impression. The first thing we're going to look at is what to do once you've actually received the interview notification. So you may receive that by email, by phone, by letter. So once you've done that, there's a few things you need to check. One is to read that information carefully. Or if you're on the phone, to have a piece of paper and note it down. You need to make sure that you're clear on the time, the date, and the location of your interview, particularly to make sure that you may have a few different aspects to it. So there could be a tour, an interview, and some kind of testing. So make sure you know what time you're expected to arrive. Thinking about the location, make sure if it's maybe a global or a business that has a lot of different branches, which one you're supposed to go to for the interview. And if they have a few different sites or different buildings, where you should actually arrive. Now, once you've checked all of that information, you need to send your response because usually they will ask you to confirm whether you can attend the interview. And one rookie mistake you can make, which of course leaves a bad impression, is to forget to confirm your interview. So, read the information and check do they want you to send an email, to call them, can you choose? And make sure that you do send that response. That's the time when you can clarify any of your questions. So, if you're not quite sure about the location of the interview or what time to arrive, ask at this point. You can also use the notification to check what's going to be involved. As we mentioned before, is it just a single interview? Will you need to be there for the whole day? What's actually involved? You can also find out if you need to take anything with you. So check again. Do you need to take your CV, copies of your certificates and qualifications, some ID? Now, even if it doesn't ask for these things, it is generally a good idea to have those with you just in case you need them. It saves having to go back another time and it gives a good impression. It shows that you're very organized. The other thing that you may need to do for your interview is prepare something. So, for a slightly higher level job, you might be asked to prepare a presentation. Now, you'll probably be given the title of this in your notification. You may want to clarify whether they would like you to send slides in advance if you're using slides, put them on a memory stick, or if they want you to present only using visual aids. So, it's good to clarify and check all of these details in plenty of time. Once you've done all of that, the next step is to plan your route, so plan your journey. So you need to plan to leave plenty of time spare. This is not an occasion to be late. You need to make sure that you're at the interview with plenty of time to spare and to have a backup plan. So if you're planning to go on the bus, perhaps leave enough time to catch the next one if it's delayed. Or make sure you're taking some spare money just in case you need an emergency taxi. Or is there someone you can call that could drop you off? So think about these things in advance. Google Maps is something very useful that you can use to check how long a journey is predicted to take. Don't forget to take into account rush hours, roadworks, delays as well. So always add on more time. My general strategy is for quite a local appointment. Leave up to 30 minutes extra. And for something where you're travelling a lot further, leave up to an hour extra to get there. I always suggest planning to arrive about 30 minutes early, although it's a good idea not to actually go into the building at that point. It can depend on the size of the company, but it can be a little awkward if people arrive extremely early because there may not be anywhere appropriate for them to wait. So you might want to arrive quite early and find a nearby cafe to have a drink before you go in, or if you're going in your car, perhaps you can take something to read so you're not actually entering the building too early. And if you're driving, don't forget to check on parking. Is there parking available at the location or is there a nearby car park? So once you've planned your route, so you know what time you're going to set off, you can be confident that you're ready. The next thing to do is to research the company that you're actually interviewing for. Now, this is a fantastic strategy, and it's one that not that many people actually do, which is very surprising considering how effective it is. And you don't need to do that much research. Most of it is available on their website, probably. So you want to find out exactly what that company does. So you may have applied for a quite a generic position, maybe say security guard. But what does the company actually do? You may not be very aware of that, and it's a good thing to find out the different aspects that they're involved with. It may be that they do a few different things. Again, they may have different branches. If you can, try and pick up a couple of facts about the company. So, how long have they been in business? What type of company is it? Is it family run, a franchise? Is it global? And just a couple of other bits that you think are quite useful or important, things that stand out to you. Because all of these things can be used when you're doing your interview to demonstrate that you've actually done your research. The other thing to try and find out, and it should be on the website, is what their mission statement or company values are. What do they really stand for? Is it all around communication? Is it around sustainability? What is it that they're trying to achieve? Because then you can start to tailor some of your answers to show that that's something that you also believe in. So do your research before you go. You can make a few notes, that's absolutely fine. Wanted to mention at this point online interviews because a lot of interviews now are actually going online rather than being a normal face-to-face interview. So there are some things that you will doing exactly the same way and a couple of things that are a little bit different. So still make sure that you confirm your attendance at the online interview and you know the time and the date. The most important thing for the online interview is to know what platform they'll be using. So sometimes you might just have a standard phone interview, but other times for online, you'll actually be using a platform like Skype or Zoom, and there's lots of different variations of platform around. So make sure you know how you're going to actually be connecting with them. And they'll usually send through some instructions. So it may say, click on this link 10 minutes before the interview. And even if they don't give you full instructions, perhaps by reading the link, you can find out what kind of platform it is. It's a really good idea to have a trial run at using the platform, just in case perhaps your laptop or whatever you're using doesn't have the right software on. So get a friend to help you with that. So just set something up and just have a quick 5 minute practice. You may even need to create an account. For Skype, what you tend to do is create an account and you'll have a username. So people can search for you using that unique username. And then they will call you remotely. And then you will answer, obviously, on your screen. And then you'll be connected. You may find, actually, that when you do connect, they may not have the video option turned on. But most of the time now, people do like to have the video on because they want to see your body language. So it is important to think about how you're going to sit ready for that online interview. Plan the location. So think about what distractions there are. If you're in your living room, are your family going to start traipsing through in the background? Obviously, not a good plan. Are you somewhere it's going to be quite noisy? Is there going to be a phone ringing or noise from the road outside? Could you move to a quieter location? Because you'll generally have the video on, you still need to dress smartly. You don't need to obviously be fully smartly dressed with shoes and things because they generally will only see you from the waist up, but you still want to be wearing your smart shirt or blouse or dress, jacket, something that gives a good impression. Good idea as well to have a backup plan. So to have a phone number to call. So if you're expecting them to be calling you or you're trying to connect and something's gone wrong, do you easily have a number to hand or someone to call to explain that it isn't working? And of course, check things like your volume, speakers, and microphone are all working in advance. So the next area that we're going to look at is around your outfits. We've mentioned being smartly dressed. Good idea as part of your research for the company to see if you can find out anything about their style. So, are they a very traditional company where people tend to wear suits, or is it a more modern, laid-back style? If you know someone that works there, it would be great to ask them a few questions if that's something that's possible. And what you might find is that although the company itself might be quite relaxed, in an interview sometimes they might be slightly smarter anyway. But it is quite important. I had someone I know went for an interview wearing a full suit for an IT company. And although he did actually get the job, they did say to him afterwards that they nearly didn't employ him because he came in his suit, and actually they're all very much relaxed in open shirts, and they did think perhaps he wouldn't fit in with the culture there. So it just goes to show that actually different places do have a different type of culture and outlook on how people dress. But whatever you're wearing, do make sure it's always clean and ironed and looking smart. Another good tip is to make sure you can actually sit down comfortably in your outfit without having to constantly adjust it. So if it's perhaps a bit small or doesn't fit too well, you can find that you're spending most of your time sort of trying to rearrange it, and obviously that's going to be quite distracting in the interview. Always make sure your shoes are clean and polished. It's maybe a little bit out of date now, but a lot of people do look at your shoes as one of the first signs about your character, whether you actually pay attention to detail. Now, there's lots of different things that are acceptable to wear at an interview. Generally, that would include skirts, trousers, dresses, blouses, shirts, jackets, cardigans, shoes, other smart outfits. There's quite a wide range of things now that you can wear. If you're wearing a suit, then whether you're wearing a tie, that might depend on the research you've done as to how smart you want to go. In general, it's not a good idea to wear things like trainers, jeans, t-shirts, shorts, canvas shoes, casual sandals, and of course, anything that's dirty or ripped. Now, of course, if you're applying for a job as a lifeguard and you're going to do some practical while you're there, then that's a little bit different. But in general, stick to something that's quite smart. And if you're struggling with your outfit, there's lots of places where you can buy smart clothes without spending a lot of money. And some places actually do suit hire and things for job interviews for those actually with on low incomes. So it is worth looking into some of those schemes. Always give a good impression by turning up, showered with your hair brushed or combed, and just looking fresh and clean. If it's a really hot day, then obviously it can be quite difficult, and you may want to take some extra deodorant or something with you, and use it in the bathroom to just apply it before you go for the interview. So I know some summertime and people are wearing a suit, it can get really hot. Now, my last one, some of you may think this is a strange tip. If you take your coat, do remember to take it off once you get to the building and either carry it or ask if there's somewhere to hang it up. You should never ever wear your outdoor coat during your interview. And I say this because I've seen a number of people in interviews wearing their outdoor coats. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's just something about that they haven't thought about it, or just they feel like they ought to be wearing it, but there's definitely no reason you should be. It does give a bit of a bad impression. It seems as if perhaps you're not willing to stay, or you don't feel comfortable. It doesn't give the right impression at all. So once we've done all the things before the day, we're now looking at what you do actually on the day of the interview itself. So before you leave the house, do check you've got everything you need. So you've got your documents, things you're taking with you, your ID, certificates, anything else they ask you to bring. Do put those in a folder to keep them flat and dry in case it rains. Never carry them around to the interview in a plastic bag. This is again something I've seen. It just doesn't give a professional, organised impression. So just borrow a folder from someone if you don't have one and take your things in there. Might be good just to take some paper to make notes on as well. Do take with you the directions or the company address of where you're actually going to, and any instructions for arrival, particularly the name of the person who's interviewing you. And it's always good to have some extra money just in case, either for the travel you're going on or for an emergency. So if you needed a taxi at the last minute, would you have enough money on you? And as I said before, give yourself plenty of time. Rushing in late, rushing in out of breath, all going to give a very bad impression. As we mentioned before, plan to enter the building about 15 to 20 minutes before the time you've been given. Never go in exactly on time. Always go in a little bit early because you don't know what you might need to do in advance. If you absolutely have to be late, it's completely unavoidable. Do call them to explain and to apologize and see what they want you to do. Do they still want you to turn up late? Do they want to reschedule? Make sure you do call. When you get to the building, always greet the receptionist or the person meeting you and anyone else in the building politely. Make sure you're saying good morning, good afternoon, ask how they are, thank them for their help. All part of giving a good impression. And I know there are quite a few companies now that will actually, as part of the interview process, go out and check with people you've interacted with to find out whether or not you actually gave a good impression to them. Another rookie error, not knowing the name of the person who's interviewing you or the person to ask for. So you get to the reception desk, you do your good mornings, hellos, you say, I'm here for an interview. They say, who with? You say, I don't know. Again, not a good impression. I've seen this happen a number of times. So make sure you've written that down or you've got something with you with that information on. Another good tip is to, as soon as you walk into the building, put your phone onto silent so that you don't forget to do it later on. So do it as you're entering the building. And then you'll perhaps be asked to sit down and wait in an area. And it may well be that other candidates are in the same waiting area as you. And it's absolutely fine to have a conversation with them, but just be slightly mindful of the things that you're saying. Don't be critical about anything. Don't give away any sort of confidential information. And just sort of chat generally with them. Don't be too focused on the interview process. Don't try and sort of get one up on each other or find out who they are and where they're from and what their background is. Because actually, it'll probably only make you more nervous about your interview. So that's all my advanced tips. What I'd suggest you do now is to download the tip sheet for how to give a good impression actually during that interview, and then watch the next video and read the tip sheet along with it. Thanks.